that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Crazy. Cause girls, it's just a matter of time until you find it, the right guy staring you back into your eyes. I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Crazy. Cause girls, it's just a matter of time until you find it, the right guy staring you back into your eyes.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China responding to the House vote on Wednesday requiring the Beijing-based company ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a nationwide ban. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the bill violates fair competition and international trade rules. A federal judge in Florida today hears arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents case against Donald Trump. Trump's lawyers argue he was entitled to keep the records with him when he left the White House. With violence mounting in Haiti, Americans are trying to get out. One of those rescued this week, best-selling author Mitch Albom, who runs a charity in Port-au-Prince, an orphanage.
Took all of maybe 60 seconds from the time the helicopter came down and everybody ran in, jumped inside, and the thing took off and flew us out of the country, and we were able to get home. Bring all those volunteers home safely.
He says their biggest regret is not being able to get the children they care for out. Israel says it has plans to move civilians out of Rafah to other parts of Gaza before moving ahead with a full-scale invasion of the city. This is ABC News. A federal court in Texas leaving in place a law that requires anyone under 18 to get permission from their parents for birth control.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a Texas law requiring anyone under 18 to get parental consent before obtaining contraceptives. The panel ruled that the Texas law supersedes a federal program in place since 1970 that confidentially provides free birth control to people of any age at federally funded family planning clinics. A Texas father filed suit claiming that Title X violated his rights as a parent. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
16 members of a California SWAT team hurt after an explosion during a training exercise. As of now, there's no word on what caused it. And Keurig is rethinking the K-Cup. It is now introducing what it calls the K-Round. Instead of plastic, the new pods will be made of a plant-based material that can be tossed in the same way as coffee grounds. New pods also mean a new brewer. The K-Rounds will initially work only in the Keurig Alta. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
It's time for a checkup. No, not a checkup for your body, your teeth, or your car, but for your marriage. According to research, only 19% of couples take part in premarital counseling. Of those who get married, only a third seek counseling before getting divorced. And of those couples, many limp into a pastor or a counselor's office for help only after ignoring their problems for years. Counseling is their last resort, a last-ditch effort to rescue a marriage that, by that point, could be beyond saving. A better approach is to be proactive about your relationship by receiving regular checkups. Addressing problems when they're smaller is more effective and much less painful than letting them pile up for years. You can start your marriage checkup by asking your spouse, "How do you think our marriage is doing?" Or ask, "What's one thing I can do to be a better spouse for you?" A conversation is sometimes enough to get through a rough spot. Other issues are more complicated and require outside help, like a pastor or a professional counselor. More than likely, they've seen similar struggles in other couples and have the answers. They can help turn a bad marriage into a good one and a good marriage into a great one. If your marriage has seen better days, don't ignore your trouble. Seek help. Things can be better if you'll take your marriage in for a checkup. You can also call us for a free consultation at 1-800, the letter A and the word family. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today, talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare in Milwaukee.
They're going to say, look, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we want Congress to actually move forward on. And they won't, but he can say, this is what we're trying to get done and deliver for you.
Reporter Karen Travers on the road with the president. Wisconsin state education officials are thinking of letting local school districts choose when they start the school year. Under the current rules, schools can't start earlier than September 1st in Wisconsin, but more and more local schools each year are asking the Department of Public Instruction to start earlier. There's an online public hearing on the proposed rule change on the 25th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at the Peace Center in Park Falls, there will be an Easter egg hunt. All children ages 12 and under are invited for fun, prizes, and treats. Again, that is Saturday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at the Peace Center at 598 2nd Avenue North here in Park Falls.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Hermie Ronald Wartko, age 96, of Butternut, went to be with his Lord on Thursday, March 7th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife Gladys of Butternut, by his daughters Laura Koshak of Butternut, Tammy Vasaveda of River Falls, Peggy Drager of Ashland, and by his honorary daughter, Becky Bouchon, survived also by grandchildren, great-grandchildren, by his two sisters-in-law, along with nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A gathering of family and friends will begin at noon at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Saturday, March 16th, until the memorial service at 1 p.m. with Reverend Samuel Morshing officiating. Military honors under the auspices of the Butternut American Legion will follow the service at Peace Lutheran Church. This has been the funeral notice for Herman Ronald Wardkill, 96, Butternut. Dina Marie Sleck Phillips was born into eternal life on March 4th at the age of 61. She is survived by her husband, Anthony W. Sleck of Phillips. She is also survived by her children, Robin Leffler of Corydon, Indiana, by Madeline Bryant of Cayuga, Illinois, by Daniel Poindexter of Clarksville, Indiana, and is further survived by her parents, Ronald and Joanna Barber of Georgetown, Indiana, survived also by her two brothers, Michael and Timothy Barber from Indiana, and by her many grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. There will be no services at this time. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dina Marie Sleck of Phillips. Dennis W. Johnson, 84, of Medford, passed away peacefully with his family by his side on Saturday, March 9th at Aspirus Hospital in Wausau. He is survived by his wife of 62 years, Mary Ann of Medford, by four children, Dennis Johnson of Green Bay, by Karen Kammerzelt of Waukesha, by David Johnson of Burlington, and by Daniel Johnson of Rib Lake. Survived also by a brother, Galen Johnson, and by two sisters-in-law, and further survived by eight grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11:30 a.m. Saturday, March 23rd at Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Rib Lake with Father Julian Druffner officiating. Visitation from 8:30 a.m. until the hour of the service at 11:30 a.m. at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Dennis W. Johnson, 84, Medford. Kathleen Kathy Ann Singer, age 58, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Sunday, March 10th at Park Manor Nursing Home, surrounded by her family and friends. She is survived by her husband, Randy, of Park Falls, by four children, Robert Singer of Park Falls, Alyssa Weedle of Park Falls, by Joseph Singer of Packwaukee, Wisconsin, and by Alexander Singer of Park Falls. Further survived by five grandchildren and her siblings, Kenneth Valletta of Mundelein, Illinois, by James Valletta of Elgin, Illinois, by Deborah Petrozel of San Diego, California, and by John Valletta of Elgin, Illinois. Also survived by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut, Friday, March 15th, 11 a.m., Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation will be held Friday at the church from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kathleen Kathy Ann Singer, 58, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So that I just discovered Austin is a nuts in brownies kind of guy.
No, I'm not actually.
Well, Hope, you just justified it, though. You said, so that's why you have nuts in brownies, so you get more brownies. And I agree, you add bulk, but...
Well, the thing is, the lady there was talking about... people who don't like nuts and brownies wouldn't eat the brownies. That's why you would put the nuts in so that they wouldn't eat the brownies and you would get to have more brownies.
But then you have to eat brownies with nuts, so you've done to yourself what you're trying to do to other people. We're back here on 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country studios in Park Falls. Got Austin Brume here with me. We're substituting in for Joel Karnick today.
Can you tell we ran out of content?
No. We don't run out of content, not at 98Q.
Never.
Just looking down the pipe here on 98Q at about the top of the 8 o'clock hour, 7:45-ish or so, a little over a half hour from now, or under a half hour. I can read a clock and do math. We'll be hearing from Kyle Cronin, District Administrator at Schwamigan High School. And then around the top of the 9 o'clock hour, taking a look at the shopping show here on 98Q Country. I've just been scrolling through a list of headlines for the NFL. And these contracts this year are nuts. Kirk Cousins, of course, 4 years, $190 million, $45 million a year. You're set at that point. He got $100 million guaranteed, so even if he breaks his neck tomorrow and never plays it down for them, he'll have $100 million in his pocket regardless of what happens. I don't know what that actually looks like after taxes, but when you see stats like that, the idea that something like 70-something percent of NFL players are bankrupt after 10 years out of the league or something like that, I'll have to look up that stat. It's a frightening number of NFL players end up bankrupt shortly after their careers. It becomes mind-numbing. Of course, they're not all making $100 million off the drop like
yeah,
that.
But you would think they'd manage the money a little bit better.
Calvin Ridley is the one I'm looking at, is a Titans receiver now, freshly minted Titans receiver, making something like $26 million a year. Or actually just a little under that, something like $22 million, excuse me. Looks like teams are once again proposing changes to the onside kick and instant replay. At this point, I'm beginning to think of the teams campaigning for the instant replay changes especially, but also the onside kick changes, like make it a 4th and 25 from your own 25. That's beginning to feel like the third-party candidate of the rule change request. It just... They keep trying and they keep trying and they get support every year, but it's never going to quite happen, I feel like. I do love the idea of getting rid of the onside kick for some other alternative, but a 4th and 25 from your own 25, that's just, I don't know. That I think that slants it too much to teams like the Chiefs, for example. You've got teams like, if you've got a quarterback top-heavy team like the Chiefs or the Jets, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, or even the Packers now that Jordan Love is breaking out, it just becomes extraordinarily more likely that you get that 4th and 25 conversion. There's also just a specific set of plays that some teams can run that others can't. Look at the Dolphins with their ridiculous set of receivers. I mean, to them, a 4th and 25 is a lot less daunting of a prospect. I know on an onside kick, a lot of it is on the kicker himself, but it's actually really on the recovery hands. There's at least 5 or 6 guys that are usually crucially involved on an instant or on an onside kick. Whereas if it were that 4th and 25, you're looking at about 2 guys who can throw, who can catch, because you're not going to run the ball on that. I don't know. I don't necessarily believe we'll see instant replay changes. It's going to be too easy for me to get way into the weeds on 4th and 25. But I don't know. What I do want to see is if the kickoff goes through the opposing uprights, you get 1 point. That would just be just the right amount of chaos, because it means nothing right now. except for it makes the kicker. I would feel good if I were a kicker and you kick the ball off from the 20-yard line on one end of the field and it goes through the uprights. Even with a tee, I'd want a point.
Mm-hmm.
I support that rule change. I don't think anybody's suggesting or requesting it. But, boy, that's something I would look at.
That'd be funny, honestly.
Still looking for my notes to update you on Solon Springs and Marathon on that State Boys Basketball Conference. Some close-by teams, actually, will be representing the area in the Wisconsin State Basketball Tournament. We'll give you an update on that when I can find the specifics. I won't pretend. Normally, I try to kind of glide over that, but I'll be true. I have lost my notes, and it is directly my fault. Let's take a look at what's coming up next year on 98Q Country. Looks like a little bit more from our sponsors and a few other similar messages, and then we're looking at a three in a row, some can't have mine on 98Q Country. Did you have anything you wanted to share before we pop off for another couple minutes?
Not a thing, honestly. I'm just letting you take the reins.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Let me make my own mistakes.
Exactly. All
right. Let's jump back to it. You'll hear from us again in another couple minutes, and then again at the three-quarter mark at about 7:45. We'll be talking to Kyle Cronin, district administrator, giving us an update on the Shawamigan School District sports and other things. There's a track meet today. Spring sports are in full spring swing, taking advantage of the beautiful weather. It's going to be cold next Monday, though. I think it was 28 degrees coming on Monday. Yeah, back down below freezing. To think of it, though, 28 degrees in March, that sounds great in a lot of years. Hey, that's the beginning of the thaw.
But after we've been spoiled, that's like, ugh.
Yeah, that's the beginning of the cold. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty tough. Let's take a look here. I'm taking a look. Just got a text from Big G. It says, Big G weighing in. Let's see what wisdom I can find on my text message inbox. Let's see. Some money management practices. Big G is of the opinion that I should offer some money management advice to the NFL players making these fantastically huge contracts. I'm going to hold off of that because I believe I will open up myself to lawsuits by doing so. But also, I only have a car payment as of like 6 months ago for the first time in my life. I am not the guy to give financial advice to many people. My credit score is rising, though, so I can say that. That's good. That's solid. Trademark smile on that one. All right, we're going to jump into a word from some of our sponsors, a few other similar messages, and then we'll have a can't have mine to start a three in a row here on 98Q Country. You'll hear from us again at least one more time before we talk to Kyle Cronin this morning, district admin from Shawamigan, to talk about spring sports and other stuff about the area. On 98Q Country, 98.3 FM.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Yeah. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. They've got serious traction to keep me on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. They come in classic, wide, and relaxed fits, as well as a variety of fashionable styles, including athletic looks, so I don't have to sacrifice style for safety. In fact, my Skechers slip-resistant work shoes look so good, I often wear them when I'm not working. Hey, slips can happen at any time, so even if I'm not at work, my Skechers work shoes are putting in overtime. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 48 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, gradual clearing overnight, our low 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, 48. Then on Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy and windy with some light snow late in the day. Our high near 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Menards is your home improvement destination. We've got everything you need for your projects, from ceiling to floor. Why settle for a plain ceiling when Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options? Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install and add a great new look to your home. Get started today at Menards and head to Menards.com to check out all of the great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win. Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
The Brewers name who's on second. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have named Bryce Terang as their starting second baseman. Terang making some incredible plays in the infield last season and says he's working on his hitting with the advice of his father, Brian, who played for the Mariners in the early 90s. Did it help?
Yeah, I worked extremely hard. Definitely did some talking with my dad and worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of, you know, line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that. It's been good. I mean, I feel really good up there.
The Brewers losing to the White Sox 15-4, and bad news for closer Devin Williams, who's had back pains throughout spring training. And after seeking a second opinion, Williams has been told he has two fractures in his spine. He won't be able to pitch until June. For now, it's rest and rehab. College basketball, Badgers and Maryland in the Big Ten tournament today in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the waiting when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find.
of town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She's a little complicated. She'll make a mind up just to change it. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting. Get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lifting. The Money River Bank, she's the first in, last out. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring, she never the same.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I'm
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China responding to the House vote on Wednesday requiring the Beijing-based company ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a nationwide ban. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the bill violates fair competition and international trade rules. A federal judge in Florida today hears arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents case against Donald Trump. Trump's lawyers argue he was entitled to keep the records with him when he left the White House. With violence mounting in Haiti, Americans are trying to get out. One of those rescued this week, best-selling author Mitch Albom, who runs a charity in Port-au-Prince, an orphanage.
Took all of maybe 60 seconds from the time the helicopter came down and everybody ran in, jumped inside, and the thing took off and flew us out of the country. And we were able to get home and bring all those volunteers home safely.
He says their biggest regret is not being able to get the children they care for out. Israel says it has plans to move civilians out of Rafah to other parts of Gaza before moving ahead with a full-scale invasion of the city. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is shrinking. At the same time, the state's older population is growing.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association's Ann Zank says the state needs 10% more nurses. Reports say former Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mate includes Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Youth sports programming is open and available for registration. The spring 2024 session is currently available and will run from April 15th through June 8th. Whether your kids want to try soccer for the first time or hone in their t-ball skills before summer leagues, these skills classes will teach the basics without using laps and lines and will engage your child through the game's approach to learning sports. Sign up today at City Hall.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bad news for the Brewers' bullpen. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have learned that they'll be without their closing pitcher, Devin Williams, for the start of the season. Following a series of tests in L.A., doctors found two stress fractures in Williams' spine. He's been dealing with back pain going back to last September. Estimates are he'll need at least 12 weeks to rest and recover before he can pitch again. The Brewers losing 15-4 to the White Sox. Manager Pat Murphy calling it a terrible performance. College hoops, the Big Ten's men's tournament underway at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Badgers playing Maryland this afternoon after they beat Rutgers last night. Wisconsin is the 5 seed. The Badgers 3-8 in the last 6 weeks. Is that enough to get in the NCAA tournament? Greg Gard.
Again, you go back to November, December, January. You sputter a little bit in February. We've got a really good resume. You know, I'm not going to get it onto the quad ones, quads twos, and who has the most quad one wins and all that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Team. Excellent updates as always. We're going to hop in just a little bit early here. Planning to talk to Kyle Cronin, District Administrator, Shawamigan School District at about 1:45 today, but he's running early. Good morning.
Good morning.
You said you've got a long list of updates for us today, so I'll just kind of keep out of the way. What's the word? What's the haps?
Well, Joel and I have been having a running conversation about when we're going to call our first snow day. So I don't see that yet in the horizon. I'm just saying.
Sometime perhaps this fall.
Maybe this next fall.
In the coming
fall.
School year.
Yes. So we got quite a bit. We're just going to jump right in with some recruiting pieces. We're looking for a bilingual, bicultural teacher. So English as a second language. We've got some needs, especially with our students from Micronesia or with that heritage. And so we're looking for one of those teachers, early learning center assistant teacher. Of course, substitutes, anybody who's willing to substitute, even substitute bus drivers. It'd be great to have a couple of those. Open enrollment for school started in February. It continues through April 30th. So once again, that is the open enrollment period. Spring musical. We got that coming up this weekend.
The Addams Family.
The Addams Family. It starts tomorrow at 7:30. And then again on Saturday at 7:30 and 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are available in the high school office or at the door. Our Learn to Connect program, where our Leo Club, our Young Lions, are helping people out with their information and technology support needs. That's going to happen here at the end of March on the 27th of March. So Tuesday, that'd be Wednesday, the 27th. We've got Aqua Zumba in the pool on Thursdays from 5 to 5:45, except today. It's not happening today due to the musical and some cross-staffing that needs to happen there.
Aqua Zumba demands cannot be met.
Yeah. Regular Zumba on Wednesdays, 5 to 5:45, Park Falls Elementary Gym. Prom coming up. Prom is on April 6th from 8 to midnight. Tickets are available in the office for our students. Career Expo at Northland College going on for our 11th and 12th grade students on March 14th. End of the third quarter, believe it or not, is next Thursday. And we're going to let the students stay home unless you're in solo ensembles on Friday the 22nd. So Friday the 22nd, solo ensemble is traveling. I believe they're headed down the Prentice. That is an in-service day for our teachers. All the other students, guess what? You get a day off that day.
Nice.
We've got high school parent teacher conferences on March 21st. So that last day of the quarter from 4:30 to 7. Spring vacation for all of our students. We have a four-day weekend, March 29th through April 1st. Up at our North Campus, a couple of things going on. Wrestling coming up on the 19th. We've got 8th grade, we just did 8th grade transition day. A couple of things didn't come off my calendar. Tuesday, March 19th, we've also got the Bloodmobile in the Glidden Gymnasium. So just a few things going on, and we do have middle school students going up to that solo ensemble. Park Falls Elementary School, we've got Chris Cole, the retired wildlife technician, coming in and working with our students in grades 3, 4, and 5 to learn all things Wisconsin wildlife and the woods. March 14th, Park Falls Elementary. Then, so that would be today.
Indeed.
I got to get my days straight here.
I do that all the time.
today, they're going to actually see the Addams Family. So they're going to get to see Act 1 of that this afternoon. I believe we've got middle school students today. Seeing Act 1 as well in the morning. So a couple of dress rehearsals going on.
That used to be my favorite. I loved coming to that.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
It was one of my favorite days of the year. That was the beginning of like, okay, we're almost out of school here now. We're here looking at the play. And I know the teachers, I'm sure, are just like, all right, this is when I begin to lose my grip on these students. So focus, kids. Keep the focus. It's nice outside. But
it might have started a little earlier this year just with the weather, the way it's been. Yeah, cabin fever is going to be interesting this year because everybody's been able to get to their cabins all year.
Yes, so, yes, indeed.
What else we got? So, yeah, they've got the Addams Family dress rehearsal today. We've got our parent-teacher conferences from 4 to 7:30 as well for Park Falls Elementary School on the 21st. Class of 2038. So you put that in your mind.
That's a rude phrase to be slinging around so casually.
So that is the next year's four-year-old kindergarten.
Okay.
Their school introduction event is going to be happening on April 25th at the North Campus and April 26th at the South Campus. So, yeah, that is
wow.
That's a lot to think about.
I don't have nearly enough caffeine to be prepared for that statement.
Yeah. So
2038.
So not talking about 2038. Let's get back to 2024. we've got on today, actually, track and field is actually headed to their first meet this evening. It's up at Northland Pines. It's going to be at 4:30. That is an indoor meet. Baseball practice starts on Monday. Softball started this week.
All right.
March 23rd, track and field will be going again over to an indoor meet over at Lakeland. And then again on April 1st, they're going to be at a Merrowood meet, an indoor meet for the Merrowood Conference in Stevens Point. And then baseball and softball kicking off their seasons on April 2nd at Marathon at 4:45, a doubleheader of baseball and softball that night. So quite a bit going on. And again, this weekend, the big event is the musical, The Addams Family. One other mention, football team is having a bowl-a-thon on Sunday afternoon. Anybody interested in donating to the football team bowl-a-thon? Contact one of the coaches or one of the players, and you can make a donation. You can donate per pin. I don't know if I like that donation or the flat donation. I went for the flat, but
To be safe for all involved, perhaps.
So thank you. Have a great day.
Of course, thank you, Kyle Cronin, District Administrator from Schwamigan School District. Fantastic to have you as always. We're going to jump back into it here in 98Q Country. Have a little more music coming up. Let's take a look here at what's coming down the pipe. Looks like God gave me a girl. We'll let the music carry us to the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And then we'll catch that top of the hour news here on 98Q from the Civic Media News Team. After this, on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Right now.
Come on, let's go!
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the burn with a little ice.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Q Country.
I gave my
Yesterday's Classics. 98 Q Country.
Because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck, bed this morning with a bone drop, bottle of Jack I was burning. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. it's off this time.
Feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
Grr, I'm a dinosaur.